Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Matt Miller.
Are the quarterback classes this year and next good enough to have NFL teams bail a little earlier than they normally would on the quarterbacks they might currently have?
I think so. You have to always be aware of that. I feel like this year, yeah, we have Tua and Burrow and Herbert and Ethan from Jalen Hurts, Jordan Love. You know, there's six quarterbacks that are being evaluated as potential starters in the NFL. You have to keep an eye on that. And then next year, there's Justin Fields. There's Trevor Lawrence. It's a bit of a two-man class. You have to do your diligence and look at those guys, whether it's a team like the Chargers where you're getting to the end of the run or a team like the Bears where you've drafted a guy and it's just not working the way you wanted it to. I think all these front offices have to be really, really smart about trying to capitalize on the depth of the quarterback market.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on the Score.
Let's go. Happy Friday. Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer and test drive the Hyundai Palisade today. Hub Arkish belongs to you. The Ameristar pregame host is going to be taking calls on the Bears in the NFL at 10. Midday Midway at 10:40. Bobby Hebert, WWL Radio New Orleans, the former Saints quarterback and current personality, is going to tell us all about the Bears' upcoming opponent at 11. Pete Futek after that at 11:20. And oh boy, you got to be listening to Win Stuff. Two separate chances to win $1,000 cash. Hey. You got to listen for the text keyword. And an opportunity to attend Bears Radio After Dark with Roquan Smith at Carmine's on Rush. That's on Tuesday, so we're going to give that away as well. 312-644-6767. That is our number at WSCR The Score. You email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. You go there to listen to us live, where we stream at 670thescore.com. You want to send a text? Do that. 67011. And it's Friday. We get the occasional wayward sext or intended sext as well.
That's fine, too,
in our old age. Take what we can get. When you do send something, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein underscore MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I am at Dan underscore Bernstein. You absolutely more than ever now have to download the radio.com app.
I feel terrible for CC Sabathia last night.
Yeah?
I do. His shoulder fell off. That is not. Listen, the new controls on the radio.com app are amazing. You can rewind live radio, just go back 15 seconds or 15 seconds or like scroll through the whole thing and then just hit the live button to bring you back. Mm-hmm. It's like DVR controls. It's really kind of simple. That is not what I was interested in doing watching CC Sabathia last night. Saw it once, kind of maybe a little bit of a tear, the Yankee fit. Like that's the moment where the Bronx actually does the right thing in cheering. And kind of saluting and pouring one out for people. That was
distinguishing themselves as far as the fandom is.
It's not going great. Really no. Isn't. And I just feel awful for CC. Anyway, download the radio.com app because it's brand new and it is awesome.
And you can stream the Score on your mobile devices, interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. Our prayers continue for the video feed, which we believe is inching closer and closer to being fully operational. I decided to direct prayers for some reason at Poseidon.
Oh, okay. How's that going?
Because I think he was just underrepresented in our petitioning.
You're right. I mean, we really didn't get into a lot of mythology, to be honest.
Right, but he. I mean,
well, none of the Greek.
You figure the god of the sea can have some sort of effect on
cameras could wash up on the shore for us, maybe
something.
Okay.
I mean, we're just trying to make sure our bases are all covered there, and then at that point, we will have the video feed. The producer Jay Zawoski, Rick Camp, the ailing Rick Camp, is on the board today in the
fighting
back,
through it,
doing what he does. The Mexicutioner Ray Diaz. Yeah, I heard what Mark Helfrich was talking about yesterday. Let's be real about this Bears team and where we are with expectations and raising the bar, lowering the bar, call it what you will, moving the goalposts. This offense this year was supposed to be really good. We were told that. This was 200 level. This was graduate study. This is whatever you want to call it. Oh, man, second year, you got all these guys. Look at all these weapons. You've got an outstanding offensive line. You've got David Montgomery.
Two tight ends. a whole bunch of wide receivers.
Come on. Come on. And some of what's being said now, well, you know, complimentary football and, you know, it's all team game. No, no, no. You don't get to say that now.
I think the questions around this Bears offense really, I mean, obviously they centered around Mitch Trubisky. They were always going to. But the question for me, for Mitch, at least when we started this thing, wasn't will he rise to the occasion? It's will the rise be enough? You know, will his elevation, will the level of his play be enough to give him that $110 million guaranteed, that $36 million? Will it be enough? Now it's a very different story. We're looking in where is the rise in level? And instead of what was expected, a level of play that was expected to score 24 a night, put points on the board, support a defense, the Super Bowl championship. Instead, your guy Mark Helfrich is offering you complimentary football.
Yeah, let's hear.
We're
what...
building it. That's one thing. We've felt different packages at time that we thought going into a game, and that, you know, that's one thing too. If you go into a game thinking one thing, and the, you know, obviously working from the beginning of the year on, every one of those games is different. You know, of possession and time possession and situational things, how we got into the red zone last week. You know, we scored touchdowns, but we weren't there enough, you know, and obviously part of that was helped out by a turnover, a punt return. But we need to complement the defense and the special teams and win. That's the stat we need.
No, you're not complementing the defense. Score. Do what this was supposed to be. I mean, make sure that everything we heard about, all these weapons, all the movement of the offense, oh, well, now James Daniels, he's poised to go here. Look at this. Pro Bowl this and Pro Bowl that. And Tariq Cohen, score. I don't want to hear about complimentary football and your game plan and changing this. You get into a game and it changes. Come on, man. Whether it's Helfrich or Matt Nagy, and I know he's probably up there, you know, taking some of the flack instead of Nagy, and I'm it's probably not fair for me to direct this at Helfrich, and I should be really clear that I'm talking to the head coach.
Yeah, I mean, guy calls plays.
Talking to the head coach and play caller, this isn't good enough, and you can't tell me now that the goal is to get back to complementing the defense. No, no, no.
I worry especially that, you know, in this game against the Saints, who are playing very well, they've won four in a row with Teddy Bridgewater. They are a team that's been put together and coached well enough to survive an injury to their most important player. And they may have to do it with their most important player, Drew Brees, out on Sunday. And perhaps, although, I don't know, Alvin Kamara keeps saying he's got a chance to play with the knee and the ankle all banged up. But you may not have him at 100% either. They're going to have to do it with two of their most important players out. I worry that in this matchup, you play the complimentary football that Mark Helfrich is talking about here. You lose. It's not enough. You play the complimentary football against one of the best, if not the best team in the NFC, and I don't know that that's enough to get things done given where your injuries are at and your inconsistencies are at. Does complimentary football mean that you're first and 15 or first and 20 as often as they've been this year? Because to me, that doesn't mean that. To me, as he tries to take that out of the equation, Helfrich tries to take the being the behind the sticks out of the equation, that doesn't also put in big plays, chunk yards down the field. We were talking about average yards per dropback yesterday. That doesn't – 4 for Mitch? League average is 6 and a quarter? Not enough. They just haven't shown really enough from anybody. There are so many absentees on this list.
Yep. There are too many guys who are supposed to matter who aren't mattering enough. Where is Trey Burton? Where is he? What does he do? Tariq Cohen, last year, Pro Bowler. I remember near the end of last year, I think Charch said he was going to have him as what, like a top 10 running back going into 2019?
Yes, top 10.
Is that what he said?
Like 8, 9, or 10.
Yeah.
I think it was right in there.
I think that's what he said based on what he could do and what he showed.
He wasn't the only one. He wasn't the only one. I would love to see the Bears get the defensive, get the backfield involved in the offense more. I would love to see Tariq Cohen utilized the way we saw him at times last season. And don't tell me he's just a gadget guy. A lot of Bears fans have backpedaled on Tariq Cohen and his, I don't know, effectiveness. He's not just a gadget player. He's a guy who can make people miss from different spots in an offensive alignment. But unfortunately, given the way he's been deployed and the way defenses kind of seem to know what's coming, Cohen's not a changeup anymore. He's the guy that people just take away. Now, that was the game plan for the Eagles. They got him the ball four times. You saw the offense sputter and die. I'm not saying all of that is because of Tariq Cohen and the lack of ability to get him the ball, but there's a big piece there. That is not, you've seen him now for a couple of years. You understand that he is a useful piece in this offense. You take Tariq Cohen, put him on an offense somewhere else in the NFL, like, I don't know, 20 other places in the NFL, he's a damn good player.
This segment is brought to you by the Chicago Fire Soccer Club. The Chicago Fire are headed back to Soldier Field in 2020. Join the movement today by placing a $20 deposit applicable to any 2020 ticket package or single game ticket, including the club's Soldier Field home opener versus Atlanta United. Visit chicago-fire.com to learn more. We can't let it happen. They can't now say. And if this is capitulation, if this is them saying, yeah, Mitch kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm.
If this is them taking it off the table, are they actually reining in expectations? When you hear the nominal offensive coordinator say, it's a game-to-game thing now.
Well,
really?
He's going to play, right? So that means he's healthy enough to get out there and do it. If he plays, he's healthy enough to be effective. Maybe some things ought to be limited. Like, I understand if you're... And the Patrick Mahomes thing last night looked bad, but he came into that game with a bad knee and a bad ankle and left it with an even worse knee with that. I mean, did you see that? Ugh, that's gross with the kneecap just sliding almost all the way up the leg there. I don't know how long he's out, but he was playing fairly effective football. I know it wasn't great. He's playing fairly effective football while hurt. And maybe some of the things that Mitch is supposed to do or is programmed to do by the offense, you know, take a look at shots here, maybe go downfield here, or maybe, you know, get out of the pocket here and take some runs. Maybe he's a little reticent to do those things. I get that. But overall capability, if you're out there, should be good enough to go. Therefore, I expect the offense to be held to the same kind of expectations that they've been telling you. And that's with an offensive line that's got to be reshuffled some. That's with a backfield that hasn't found its footing yet, and that's with a wide receivers core that just needs somebody other than Allen Robinson to step up. Maybe that is Taylor Gabriel. You know, maybe he finds a way to shake loose a little bit, and with Lattimore maybe focused on one side of the field, perhaps he's got some spaces to go play in.
I mean, they said it. They were all excited about it. A lot of texters like, you're the only ones that believed any of that stuff. No, we're not.
That's just
and
not
there was plenty of reason to believe that a 12-4 team with a coach of the year in looking at the first year of the offense was, I don't know, getting ready to take another step forward the next year with all the reinforcements and the rejiggering of an offensive line. And you take a Pro Bowl center, you move him to guard, you get all sorts of new pieces, you get a new running back, now your tight ends are healthy and all that. So you're saying that at that point you thought it was all BS? You're lying.
Let's compare this to the NFC team that made the Super Bowl last year, the Rams. They are, say what you will about the philosophy of going all in again, but let's look at the decisions they've made and what they say. They gave the contract to Jared Goff. That guy is going to get paid so much money next season, $36 million. They've got 60% of their cap tied up in seven players, and that doesn't include whatever extension or fifth-year option they end up picking up for Jalen Ramsey. That is a lot of money tied to very few players. And despite the fact that Jared Goff began to regress and has struggled really all season long, they doubled down on the team they have, the talent they've got, and that tells you that they believe in what they're able to do. On the flip side of that is a conversation here that includes the offensive coordinator kind of dialing back expectations and stepping back from the things they'd said prior to the season. Those are two very different approaches to teams that have quarterbacks, franchise-style quarterbacks, going in the wrong directions. I think I'd rather have... I mean, listen, yep. look at yep. the investment.
That's just honest. Yep.
That franchise has thrown into the team they have now, into that win-now mentality, into knowing that a defense just doesn't stick around all that long in the NFL. They have reinvested into the fact that Sean McVay and Jared Goff are going to figure this thing out eventually, or at least not suck quite as hard as they have in the first handful of weeks. You don't see that sentiment coming out of the Bears. Not right now.
It's a big week for Matt Nagy. This is a what you got week, because this is a must. You're at home. You're coming off the bye. You're getting your quarterback back. You're facing a Saints team without Drew Brees and probably without Alvin Kamara.
Definitely, he won't be at 100%.
Right.
I mean, I think you can absolutely trust
they're,
on that.
They're not on their preferred fast track climate controlled.
Nope.
This is a week where you have something to prove. And it's not about, you know, they got to, you know, see what the game plan is and see the opponent and manage everything. How about get out there and score 35 points?
You should be doing both of those things. You should be crafting a game plan that goes up perfectly against the defense you're facing. You should, like, I've lauded Matt Nagy for each and every week, seemingly coming out with a different game plan based on the defense he was going to see. Maybe the Green Bay game doesn't fit that. You know, maybe that was what Matt Nagy believed he could do with this offense. Was shown very quickly that, no, that's not what we're capable of right now. Shifts the game plan to whatever it was against the Broncos. Is run and run and run and run. And when you don't get it, run it again and maybe just scrape the ball over the goal line. That was that game plan. Then you have Washington.
That's literally what happened.
It was. Yeah. It was exactly what I was. Just barely over the damn line.
Yep.
Then you've got Washington. That's a hot garbage team that is just one of the absolute worst franchises in the NFL. And you got done what you were supposed to get done. Great. Congratulations. Thumbs up. Move on. You get shellacked by the Raiders. And I'm sorry. The offensive defensive line thing, not great. But you had a game plan there. You had a game plan against the Vikings. And each one of those was just a little bit different, knowing what defense you were going to face. I applaud that kind of reaction. It is a schematic game plan, week-to-week kind of league. That doesn't mean that each game plan just barely gets you by. This offense is expected to do more. It can't just barely get the ball over the goal line once a week.
It's not that it didn't get better. It actively got worse. You went from one year to the next after all that fancy talk and everything about your great practices and knowing what you have and seeing all these great things, and you rolled it out and you laid an egg in the opener. And it's gotten worse. I'm wondering, too, we have not heard the high-end comments from this coaching staff about Mitchell Trubisky that we've heard in the past. If we just look at the overall big sample of the way they talk about Mitchell Trubisky, they've stopped short of some of the excitement and some of the superlatives and some of the optimism that we've heard throughout the summer after last year. We're not hearing that now.
Yeah, I'm going through the old mental cut sheet and seeing if there's anything on there. I can't remember anything like that, but I will give them somewhat of a pass on, I don't know, language and phrasing while the guy's hurt, while he's actually banged up for the last 3 weeks. I could see how maybe you'd dial a little bit of that back.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Watch the Chicago Wolves take on the Rockford Ice Hogs tonight on My 50 Chicago. Then get out to Allstate Arena tomorrow and Sunday to see the Wolves battle the Ice Hogs and the Milwaukee Admirals. For tickets, visit ChicagoWolves.com. Did we go back and actually find, Rick, you had there just some of these, some of what they promised. I would love to hold them to exactly what they said about how good they were going to be.
I think it's worth doing. I think taking a look at an absentee and Tariq Cohen's worth doing as well. At least that's where my head's at. Bears and Saints, obviously a lot of conversation there. Hub Arkish takes your calls at 10 o'clock. We get a big Bears Friday here on Bernstein McKnight, 670.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sure.
He's a spark for us, and he's a playmaker that when he has the football in his hands, he does good things. And every defensive coordinator out there, they want to know he's the guy they want to know within our offense with him and 12. Those are the two guys that they're focusing on, and so there's going to be things that they do, and goes to the part that he just asked: is there a problem with having too many players? No, there's not, because when you want to double team or take away certain guys in an offense, then you're hoping that you're getting other guys open because of that. Now, you know, we need to be better in that department.
Yeah. If that's all true, somebody's open.
I think that comes back to your trigger man then, doesn't it?
I guess.
Over and over again, doesn't it? I like this text from the 708. Real weapons are players that perform when other teams game plan for them but can't stop them. Bears have three, Hicks, Mack, and Robinson. Prove me wrong, Bears. That from the 708. I like the sentiment of that, this idea that, yeah, even if you're game planning against this guy, he's still going to get his every now and again. And I think it's, you know, it's different for defensive players, I think, or at least pass rushers. Because you saw what the Raiders were able to do in zeroing out Mack and sending as many people as they could at him, really kind of pushing him off the play.
And if the ball's out, the ball's out. Right.
And if the ball goes to the other side of the field, you can't really track that down, even though he did a couple of times from the backside of a play, like chase somebody down. I think that, remember, it's a third and short-ish, and it's that really good play design, the Raiders run of the tight end slipping out to the backs, and it's that, you're right. That was a really good play design by John Gruden there, and Mack chases him down to the backside of that play. But for offense, at least offensively, the whole idea, as I understand it, the whole idea of Matt Nagy's offense is put somebody in jeopardy, you know, put some defensive player in jeopardy, make them make a choice. The quarterback reads the choice that player has made, that key player has made. If he makes the right one and walling off that player, this guy's open. If he makes the wrong one, Tariq Cohen's open.
Pick your
make
poison.
That play.
Pick your poison.
That's the idea.
What it's supposed to be.
And I don't think the poison picker has been doing a good idea. He's not been doing a good job.
This is from Mack, who says, Helfrich talked about Mitch that he was night and day from last year in June following OTAs. Yeah, this is the kind of highfalutin stuff we heard. This was the kind of praise that was being showered on everything and everybody and all the excitement. And now, you know, complimentary football, you got to play what's in front of us. A terrific email from Stonecutter. Hear. I'm sick and tired of revisionist history of the goals of this offense. This team isn't supposed to have to run the ball to control the clock or complement the defense. This team is supposed to throw the ball to take a lead and let the running game take over while the defense steps on the opposition's neck. It's supposed to be able to get into a shootout and come out with a win when the defense inevitably has a bad game. People say, well, Mitch isn't Watson or Mahomes, so get that out of your head. Yeah, no duh, Sherlock, but he lit up the NFL last October. What happened to that? If that was all scheme, then the boy genius head coach needs to concoct a new scheme, because we've seen this team with this offense able to score points. Furthermore, I get that it's cute terminology, but if this offense is 201, then what's David Montgomery supposed to do? Succeed in spite of missing his intro courses? What happens next year? We're supposedly on the 301, and the Bears bring in a rookie. Is he now 2 years behind? Is it possible that maybe the 1,100 plays and the complexity is part of the problem when you can't execute consistently on any of them?
Interesting. That's an interesting point that I hadn't really thought about. I do think, though, that I agree with 90% of that, but wouldn't dismiss out of hand the ability to run the football. Only because, well, maybe specifically because in a four-minute instance, which this team has been in for a while, I mean, colloquially, you know, needing to control the football, have a drive, defense just got you off the field. Think back to the Kyle Fuller interception in Denver. You get the interception. They're going in. You get the interception. Defense gives the offense the ball, three and bleeping out.
Yep.
You cannot have that. You cannot put those guys right back on the field there. A first down feels like an exponential return versus a three and out in that instance. That's the kind of control of football, whether it's, I don't know, short passing game, screens or whatever, or maybe a power eye kind of thing. I'm fine with whatever it is. It can't look like that.
This segment is brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview Homes will buy your home today. GrandviewHomes.com for more info. Let's check the receipts right here and check the earlier emailer, Max. This is why we're a full-service radio program here, Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on the score. We're all things to all people. He said he remembers something about Mark Helfrich at OTAs, talking about the development, the evolution
Rick
of
and
the
Jay tracked it down?
Of Mitchell Trubisky. So let's go to the old rewind machine here and hear what Mark Helfrich said then.
It is literally night and day, in all the right ways. You know, our standard for him is extremely high. But just as far as the operation, of not only what he's supposed to do, what the defense is doing, manipulating protections, talking, just his the air about him. it's way different. And everybody's known that or noted that, observed that in various ways, and therefore people around him, you know, are playing better. And that helps too, that everybody else kind of, they not only know everybody's name, but they know, hey, when we say this, it means that. When we go to this drill, you know, just all that stuff adds up. And we just need to keep him making those strides.
Mark, last year there was this drumbeat of patience with him, where his first full year as a starter, first year in the system, like, we'll see where this thing goes and how quickly we can get him there. This year, there's high expectations outside the building, within the building. How do you see Mitch's ability to handle what is going to be sort of an increased expectation that comes with it?
I hope he just keeps playing to the drumbeat. I don't know who had the drumbeat or what exactly that was, but again, it's just about getting better, every single one of us, and supporting him, supporting getting the ball in the right spot, in the right places, at the right time, and that's it. You know, it's not all we want to do is be better, and as long as that keeps happening, we're moving in the right direction, and in every phase of quarterbackology, he just needs to keep making those strides. But that again, that's a many faceted deal. There's other people involved in that, coaches and players. And so far, you know, so far so good.
Well, how far we've come. So we went from that literally night and day, quarterbackology and everything, mm-hmm. making everybody around him better. Everything feels different. They're worse.
They have been so far. I'll give too, and I'll say it. If they win this football game against the Saints, they're not that great in offense with Teddy Bridgewater in there. They're not an explosive thing. Alvin Kamara can hurt you. I don't know that he'll be healthy though. Michael Thomas can absolutely hurt you, but without a full 100%, Kamara and Teddy Bridgewater not necessarily pushing the ball down the field. You think that you would imagine that against the Bears defense, the points would be limited. With all those things going on, they win against the Saints, and they get full faith and credit for that. I mean, given everything that they faced, given the absolute shellacking they took at the hands of the Raiders, especially the front four, the front five, the offensive line, and then that defense too, full faith and credit for coming out after a bye week like this. I have really been encouraged over the last season and change by Matt Nagy's ability to surround the team with his sense of positivity that seemingly helped them bounce back from moments that have been real rock bottom. That's impressive. That is not a part of coaching that I'm willing to dismiss. That matters.
Let's see it.
It needs to be seen.
Let's see it. Let's go. You know, you're Mr. Magician here with your whiz-bang offense.
It needs to be there. It absolutely has to be.
Hub Arkish is getting ready to take your calls, and that means the phone lines are open. 312-644-6767. He is available to you to talk Bears, to talk NFL. Jump in, and he belongs to you. You get to take over the show.
Hub!
Hub's next on The Score.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.